Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us. We have a great guest with us today. She's a doctor, but she's an amazing doctor who does things and practices things you may not be familiar with. And I think you're going to learn a lot from this. I know I am. I'm really kind of fascinated by this. Our guest is Dr. Sharon Martin. She is a highly sought-after shamanic energy healer and allopathic physician. She's a regular physician, obviously, one of those rare physicians who blends traditional Western medicine with shamanism. And I must admit, shamanism is something I really don't know much about. In fact, I don't know anything. How about that? I'm being honest with you. Let me just explain a little bit to you. As an internal medicine physician who was trained at one of the most prestigious Ivy League medical schools, Johns Hopkins, in Baltimore, over the years, she started to realize that regardless of how many medications people take, recovery came from a variety of healing practices. She points out we can be fighting cancer and yet feel healed if you're aligned with your soul and feel right with the world. And through her many years of practicing traditional medicine, she has perceived the limits of today's modern drugs and how people are really not empowered by their own health and well-being. As humans, she says, we all have to access to a life force that exists outside the realm of prescription medicine. And as physicians and healers, if we can successfully help people tap into that, then the possibilities to heal are absolutely limitless. So because of that and what she learned, her frustration with traditional medicine led her to begin training at what is known as the Four Winds Society. It is the premier school for training and healing in shamanism. And that has been practiced, apparently, by indigenous people for thousands of years, with healing found in the connection to the unseen world. It's aligned with forces of nature and spirituality. I really don't know much more about it than that, but we're going to find out because Dr. Martin obviously will be able to explain it. She practices traditional internal medicine in a rural clinic in south central Pennsylvania, and she works with her shamanic and alternative medicine clients remotely. And you can get in touch with her and consult with her. She has a fabulous website, and all of the information to get in touch with her is there. By the way, she's also the author of a forthcoming book, which sounds really interesting, called Maximize Your Healing Power, Shamanic Techniques to Shift Your Health Challenges. It's coming out next spring in May, and we'll get more information on that in a moment. And by the way, she is also the host of two radio shows she does called Maximum Medicine and Sacred Magic, and the shows are streamed live on Facebook, and we'll get her to tell us about those and how you can listen to her. So that's a little bit about her story. It's really a fascinating story, and there's a lot to be learned here. So let's bring her on, Dr. Sharon Martin. She's in Pennsylvania, and she had snow yesterday, folks. It's not even Halloween yet, and she had snow. It's cold, obviously. Is that right, Dr. Martin?
It's crazy, and today it's going to go up to 70 degrees.
It is crazy. Yes, I agree
with
you.
It is crazy, isn't it? The world's a little crazy right now.
Well, listen, thank you for taking the time to talk with us. Do you mind if I call you Sharon? You are Dr. Sharon.
Not at all. I'm so happy to be here.
Listen, it's our pleasure to have you as a guest. As I pointed out, you are a shamanic energy healer. You're going to have to help us all out by explaining what that is. How about it? What is a shamanic energy healer?
So let me just break it down very simplistically, because shamanism is a description of indigenous spiritual practices that probably go back way to Siberia, maybe even 35,000 years ago. But it's linking up with the forces of nature. It's a very animistic, meaning every living thing is believed to have intelligence and spiritual force. And the being able to link up with that to gather more resources. So let me back up and just say the human body is felt by many indigenous tribes, and now we're beginning to see it in mainstream alternative health, is believed to have an energy body, and that is an energy field, and that field directs our physicality. So in other words, our physiology comes out of what is traveling through our energy body. And the ancient shamans, and the shamanism I studied was from Peru, they actually saw what they said was a light body, kind of an energy, usually the shape of an egg surrounding the person. And that energy body, any changes in that based on its connection to events in the world, to somebody's negative statements at you, changed, and then that trickled down into changes in the physical body. So when you consider that there's something way bigger than our physiology, and meditators know this, the people who have done remote healing, the faculty at Princeton who have studied remote healing, and you probably remember Lynn McTaggart wrote a gorgeous journalistic book detailing the field. But those kinds of things can be accessed by our consciousness and by our connection with nature and the forces of nature. And that's how the ancient peoples lived, very much in harmony with that, with the knowing that we as humans have a place in connection with the earth and the cosmos. But I have seen, and many times in my medical practice, where people have a disease, and even if you give them a prescription to, quote, heal it or restore it, they still don't feel healed. They don't feel well. And there is a phenomenon of life force that everyone can sense. Not everybody talks about it. But until you can get that life force invigorated, a person is not going to feel much better. And in my shamanic work, when we started to do shamanic sessions on people, simple 50-minute session with somebody working in that energy field in the spiritual realm, people feel miraculously improved. I never got that effect even when the blood pressure was controlled. So I said, something's going on here, and I began to start studying it. And I believe that we humans have an ability to really impact our own health, but we have to take ownership and we have to step back into connection with bigger forces, such as the forces of nature and connection to the earth. And that sounds very, I don't know, new agey perhaps, but yeah. I think, and I'm kind of going on, I'm sorry if I'm going on and on, but I think doctors need to stop being doctors. Now, what do I mean by that? Yes, you have to study science, and yes, you have to know physiology, and you have to be able to give prescriptions. I mean, antibiotics are phenomenal. Surgery is phenomenal. Chemotherapy is phenomenal. But it is not always healing. And I think doctors have to now, I think there's a revolution of abounding now, that we have to start being healers again, and we haven't been. And patients have felt disenfranchised. They don't take responsibility. They don't feel any more invigorated. They don't feel any more alive. And I think we are called as medical professionals to start being more than science. Science, I'm sorry to say, is limited. We can't study the things that happen in energy medicine. We don't have the tools yet. People aren't being able to study yet. We can't study the power of prayer. We can't design a biologic experiment to explain something that exists in the transcendent. So I think we're at the brink of a revolution. I think we need to evolve. I think doctors are the first group that need to do that. So anyway, that was a long-winded explanation.
Well, it's really fascinating to hear you explain this. I want to point out the fact that, you know, you went to one of the major medical schools here in the U.S. You went to Johns Hopkins. You know, you have a graduate degree in physiology and a medical degree in internal medicine, and you treat patients today just as traditional doctors do. They come in, you can prescribe, you know, pills or whatever for them, and they go along on their way. But I'm wondering, when a client comes to you, a patient comes into you, how often do you feel like you should practice the shamanic style, I guess, of treating patients rather than the traditional form of medicine that you would do? Does that happen very often? And what do you do?
Well, I feel it probably 80% of the time. But
really?
The medical profession and the system that we're in, and most people can tell you how frustrated they are with this, it's really a conveyor belt of pushing people through every 15 minutes. So to do a really good shamanic assessment with each patient isn't possible. But what it has done for me and what I incorporate is the ability to look at the person and to see something that's going on bigger than the fact that their blood pressure is off or their blood sugar is too high. That you look and you've been trained to sense the life force, to sense the vitality of the energy field, and to see what steps you can offer that might garner a sense of being healed. We may not cure somebody, but you can have cancer and still feel alive and important and vital in the world. So it's not always about curing. So when I look at patients, I'm going to say easily 80% of the time I'm seeing something else going on, so that the way I interact, my perspective, and the things I offer may offer more about other things they can do to ramp up their own self empowerment. I'll give you an example. I had a woman who came in fatigued, and fatigue is one of those things, it can be a million different things, constantly fatigued. But when you question her and you know, she has some back pain, so you do x-rays and you do this and you do that, and she's still feeling miserable. And then you start to ask, well, tell me about your life. And you find out she has an abusive husband. Her relationship with her parents wasn't that great. Well, now you're in the realm of psychology. Many doctors do that realm. But when you look at it from the shamanic realm and you consider the energy field, you can see, and I say see with quotes around it, the densities in her field and the bogged down nature. And if you look at it as a mythic journey, meaning telling a story about your soul's progress through the world, she's carrying burdens and she's under the yoke. I'm using these illustrative terms. She's under the yoke of burdens and things that she believes she has to carry. And when you seek that out and you think about it in those terms and you say, you know, have you always carried the weight of your family? Have you always been the one in charge? And she said, yes, that's my duty. Well, when you have a construct that you feel that you are burdened because you're duty-bound, if you can break that construct, a person may begin to feel liberated. And I have seen multiple times, as has many shamanic healers, when a person feels liberated and enlivened, their physicality, their physical pain improves. So it's very much looking at things from a sense of destiny, from a sense of inner vitality, of life force, and if you believe in a soul, of your soul's purpose in the world. Does that make sense, Doug?
To a degree, yeah, I do. I understand that. I think it's important for people even like me who don't understand how you would treat it. Let me ask you, if I came into you to see you and let's say I was suffering from migraines or something of that nature, not a broken bone where it'd be obvious how you go about correcting that, how would you, as a shamanic practitioner, treat me?
So that's where, and we're now saying we're stepping into the place where I now have time. I don't have to rush you through in 15 minutes. Then I would have you lay down, usually on your back, quietly. I would be able to then, having built my intuitive senses and learned about the energy field through my training, I could sense where in your energy field the flow of life force was blocked. And generally, if you've got a migraine, I'm going to tell you that there's something at the back of your neck or across your forehead where your life force isn't flowing well. And these kinds of senses and understandings, Qigong healers can sense this as well. So my shamanic training isn't the only way you access that. But then you do movements with your hands. And this is another thing that is difficult to demonstrate in a scientific test, but with the practitioner's intention, being able to remove that blockage, increase the life force flowing, the chi, and then that ends up resolving a physical symptom. Now, that sounds easy the way I've said it, and it is much more complicated in terms of having to learn it and practice it and become good at it. So this is not something that happens for a practitioner overnight. You have to do training in this.
Obviously. And I was just, while we were talking about it, you would treat the patient that way. But how long? You talk about traditionally someone going in to see a doctor and they get 15 minutes of the doctor's time. How much time would you spend with a client treating them this way?
In my experience, and also as I was taught, the majority of issues can be resolved in three sessions, no more than three sessions, and those sessions are generally an hour each. Because if you have a condensation, a blockage, a glommed up area in your field that your life force isn't flowing, when you clear that out, it is miraculous that can actually shift your physicality. Now, we don't go in and say, I am going to cure your cancer, because we never make promises like that, because that's something that is a bigger decision, both in the person's spirituality, their, if you believe in a soul, their soul's destiny. But you can improve how the person feels about it and their willingness perhaps to undergo more treatment or different treatments. But I've been constantly surprised that in one session even, people will say, I always feel anxious and I've got this pit in my stomach. And you'll put them on the shamanic table, and you can do this remotely because energy medicine is about intention and thought and not about direct touch, and move that blockage, clear that blockage, and you will have the person tell you instantly after a 50-minute session, oh, my gosh, I feel so much better. That pain's gone. I mean, it is miraculous, and I cannot give you the science behind it because we're not able to test it yet. We don't have instrumentation to be able to test that.
This just sounds so fascinating, and looking at your background and what you've done, and as you point out, to practice this kind of healing, it takes a lot of study and learning. But I look at your background. As I pointed out, you have a degree from Johns Hopkins. You were assistant professor of medicine at Emory University. You have lots of degrees and affiliations. Medical director of the hospitals in Huntington, Pennsylvania, medical director of another hospital in Pennsylvania. And this really stands out to me. You're certified by the International Association of Counselors and Therapists in basic hypnotherapy and past life regression. Now, you won't find many doctors with that kind of credit on their resume. And then you go into all of what the studies you've done in this area that you're involved in right now. I can spell it out.
I don't know if it's a blessing or a curse.
Yeah.
I guess it's a blessing because I keep doing it, but I am a perpetual student. And I tasted physiology that brought me to medicine. I found the limitations. I started studying shamanism. And then I realized we really, in my spiritual belief, we have a soul, and that people have these destinies plotted out that they can shift once they understand why they're being drawn to act certain ways and why they repeat patterns from past lives. I happen to believe in past lives. Not everybody does. But when you start, it starts all making sense, even though it seems like perhaps a smorgasbord of things to learn. They all feed into the fact that as humans, and this is my motto, we are so much more. And if I could only get my patients and my alternative clients to know that and start to believe it. You know, I'm going to digress a minute here, Doug. The world needs change, and this is what your radio show is really doing, and thank you for that. We need to wake up, and we need to bring our creativity and our genius to bear on the world today, on our politics, on our economy, on our climate. And we do that by people recognizing that they're more and believing in themselves and then being able to shine their respective lights. So for me, learning all of this just kept bringing home the point to me that we are so much more, and if I can lead one person to really believe more in themselves and start bringing their genius forward, wow, what a world we could have.
Well, I think you're right there, and I must tell you, you're obviously a brilliant lady. And as you said, you're constantly a student learning other things to expand your realm of knowledge. I'm amazed by the practice you're doing now, shamanic medicine, having been so heavily involved in what is known as traditional medicine in your career. How much of the shamanic medicine do you practice now compared with traditional medicine? I assume you still see patients. You're in hospitals working, right?
Yes, I have a full-time job in the clinic. My shamanic clients are probably not a big percentage, but where I put my, quote, alternative thinking and energy is my radio shows. So I have two radio shows on the internationally syndicated Transformation Talk Radio Network. And these are a lot of hosts that have a lot of shows. And one of my shows is Maximum Medicine, and the other is Sacred Magic. And in that, in those shows, I guide and teach and do demonstrations of healing. Those shows are fun. Everybody can find them on the Transformation Talk Radio website. They're all archived. But those kinds of things right now, so that I guess my shamanic work is a little, it's not a direct one-on-one client relationship as much as it's in the teaching realm.
I was going to ask you if you find that you're working with people in that category. Do they get healed? I mean, and I assume they do. Or, you know, there must be something to it, correct?
There's something to it, because even if they're not cured, how the person feels and how alive they are and how ready to go forward in their life is all changed for the better. And from that perspective, they feel healed. They feel, and that's the bring in that enlivening empowerment. And you can break through eons of conditioning and psychological constructs by changing the energy field. And that's something that is going to become, I predict it's going to become more mainstream. It's powerful stuff, and I think it's the wave of the future, and again, why doctors need to stop being doctors. They need to start being healers.
What do other doctors that you work with, your friends, other practitioners that you encounter, do they, many of them know that you practice this kind of medicine as well?
No, only a couple do until I tell them that I've written a book, and then they pay attention because that seems to be a tangible in the world. It's easier that for them to understand that, and I get that. This is metaphysical stuff that, you know, you might not readily understand. But they also, I think, see how I interact with my patients. And when I was an ICU physician, I think they saw how I could hold, this is going to sound corny, but I could hold a person back from the cliff. And I did not do that necessarily with allopathic medicine, with the drugs I gave the person. Mm-hmm. I set an intention every time I went to work to energetically put a safety net around the person and hold them back from death if I was able to. And this is done, of course, in conjunction with, you know, higher beings, as in, i.e., God, if you believe in God. But those are things that people perhaps might see the outcomes. They may not understand it, but if they see the outcomes and then you say something like, that person's life force is really low, when you say that to people, they get it. Even if they don't understand it, they get it. And if you say to them, you can see how that person is burdened by life, people know those kinds of things when you say that. Or you say to the person, you're not holding a lot of personal empowerment right now, are you? Anybody, any walk of life can feel that and know that. So there are ways that you can communicate this without somebody really understanding the nuts and bolts.
Interesting. I need to point out your website. You really have a great website. Anybody interested in learning more about this and learning what you do and obviously how to get in touch with you, can go to the website. It's drsharonmartin.com. That's pretty simple, drsharonmartin.com. Are there many doctors practicing this kind of, shamanic medicine, or are you one of the very few, doctor?
There are many wonderful healers, chiropractors, and naturopaths, but an allopathic physician that bridges the gap between the mystical and the scientific is rare. So I'm an odd bird, I guess. But I'm not going to be the only one because this is the frontier. This is the wave that's coming through. And this wave has been pioneered by psychologists and chiropractors and naturopathic physicians, and mainstream allopathic medicine is going to get on board, I hope.
We all hope, doctor. I wish we had more time. You're fascinating, absolutely fascinating. Dr. Sharon Martin has been our guest. Again, her website is drsharonmartin.com. If you want to learn more, go to that website. She's fascinating, she's brilliant, and she's on to something really, really big.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Yes, we do. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time, everybody. Till then. Good luck. Take care. Bye-bye.